That's been puzzling me a lot lately. Why should this organization confine its activities entirely to the Midlands? And then there's another point, and believe me, a very important one. How in heaven's name are they getting the stuff out of the country? And they must be getting the stuff out of the country. Because if it was still over here, you can take it from me, Temple, we'd have it back in 24 hours.
Well, Sir Graham, I don't profess to be able to work miracles. By profession, I'm a writer. But, well, I must confess, I'm very intrigued by a certain aspect of this affair.
Well, then, we can count on you to...
You can count on me to give you every assistance in my power, Sir Graham. That I promise you.
Thank you, Temple. I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought...
Oh, come in, Dale. Come in. You know Paul Temple, I believe. Inspector Dale.
Yes, yes, Dale? Of course.
And Miss Trent.
How do you do?
How do you do, Inspector?
I thought perhaps you'd like to know that Inspector Merritt has arrived, sir, with that man, Tyler, Skid Tyler.
Oh. Well, when I ring, show them in here.
Very good, sir.
Would you like to stay while we question this man?
Yes. Yes, I would, rather.
Good. I should sit over there in the corner, Miss Trent. You'll be out of the way then. Oh, allow me. A cigarette?
Thank you.
Oh, have one of these instead. You'd like them better. Those are Russian. They're rather on the strong side.
Russian? Oh, would you mind if I tried one?
No, of course not.
You rang, sir?
Oh, yes. Tell Inspector Dale, Inspector Merritt, and that man, Skid Tyler, to come in here.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Tyler. No, over there.
What you want? What ails your idea dragging me along here? Anybody would think I was a blasted criminal.
Be quiet.
No, that's all right, Dale. Now, listen, Tyler. We're going to ask you a few questions, and if you've got any sense, you'll tell us the truth. What were you doing in Evesham at the beginning of this week?
Evesham? Never been near the place.
My dear fellow, don't for heaven's sake adopt that attitude. Inspector Merritt saw you there. Didn't you, Merritt?
That's right. Outside the Little General about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What would I be doing outside a pub at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Now I ask you.
Who said the Little General was a public house?
Who said so? What the hell's this all about anyway? You can't know me. You can't hold me.
Last night, my dear fellow, with the aid of a 2-ton lorry, you accidentally smashed your way into a very select dress shop. By a strange coincidence, the shop next door happened to be a jeweler's. By an even stranger coincidence, it happened to be robbed at precisely the same moment that you decided to make a closer inspection of Madame Isabel's really remarkable exhibition of spring underwear.
What you getting at?
I'll tell you what I'm getting at, Skid, but first of all, tell me. Are you fond of children?
Children?
Then you must be. I was forgetting.
What the hell has children got to do with all this?
My dear Skid, you surprise me. Don't you realize you're holding the baby? And by Timothy, what a baby?
Holding the... Say, listen, if you're trying to be funny, then I don't...
To be funny, my dear Skid. I'm an amateur humorist compared with the crowd you've been mixing with.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Oh, our old friend Skid drives the lorry. Our old friend Skid smashes into the dress shop. Our old friend Skid gets arrested. Our old friend Skid visits Scotland Yard. Our old
Shut up!
Friend...
Shut your blasted mouth!
My dear Skid, don't be a darn fool. Why should you take the rap? Why should
I'm
you...
I'm not talking. I'm not a spiller. I know it's good for me.
You'll talk. You'll talk fast. What were you doing at Evesham? What were you doing near the Little General Inn?
I tell you, I've never been near the place.
Skid, listen. This isn't a one-sided little affair like share pushing. This is big stuff. This is crime with a capital C. And you're in it. In it up to the neck. Now talk.
All right. All right, I'll talk. But first, I want a drink. I'm all short to pieces.
All right. I'll get you some brandy. I've got some in the cupboard.
Excuse me, Miss Trent.
Skid. What is the green finger?
The organization that has been responsible for all the jewel robberies. The chief of the gang is known as the Knife of Diamonds.
Max Lorraine.
Have you ever met this person?
Leave me alone, leave me alone. For God's sake, leave me alone.
Here, drink this.
Now, Skid, listen, this is important. Skid.
What's the matter?
Look at him. Skid.
What is it? He looks so...
Pass me that glass, Sir Graham.
The glass? But... Good God, you don't mean...
He's dead.
Dead?
Yes. He's dead, all right. What's in the glass, Merritt?
Enough cyanide to kill a regiment.
But that's impossible. Why, it was a new bottle. I could...
Delighted to see you, sir. By the
but night. I can't see anyone. Tell her I'm out. Tell her to...
Just a moment, Sergeant. Who is the lady?
It's a Miss Parchment, sir. A Miss Amelia Victoria Parchment.
Skid, listen, this is important. Have you ever... Skid!
What's the matter?
Look at him, Skid!
What is it? He looks so...
Pass me that glass, Sir Graham.
The glass, but... Good God, you don't mean...
He's dead.
Dead?
Yes, he's dead, all right. What's in the glass, Merritt?
Enough cyanide to kill a regiment.
But that's impossible. Why, it was a new bottle, and
Lady to see you, sir, by the name of...
I can't see anyone. Tell her I'm out. Tell her
Just a moment, Sergeant. Who is the lady?
It's a Miss Parchment, sir. A Miss Amelia Victoria Parchment.
Miss Parchment?
Ask her to wait a few minutes.
Very good, sir.